Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening to For the Love of Reality, the podcast that recaps all the latest episodes of The Challenge. I've been recapping all season of All Stars, and we're finally at the finale. It's going to be two parts, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I really don't know who's going to win, and it's kind of unfortunate that there's only one winner, because honestly, I would be happy with anybody winning, but there's multiple people that I would want to win as well. But let's just get right into it. This season started with 22 people, 10 people have been eliminated, and the last 12 are all officially in the final. Everybody's really excited about it. Hisela is the first one to talk about her excitement. She's never made the final, but she feels like now she has a really good chance to win the $500,000, and she's going to push herself really hard. Darrell has never lost a final. He's been in four and won every single one, and he feels like he has a good chance to win. So I would really be surprised if he didn't end up winning this final. It would be really weird, but he has a lot of competition, and it's not a definite win for him by any means. Jonna is really happy that she made the final. She knew that she can do it, and she's been waiting so many years to make this happen, and now she's able to do it for her family, and I know that they're going to be really proud for her. Mark has won two times, and he wants to win again because he doesn't want his age to be a barrier. He's 49 years old, but he still feels like he can compete like he's 25, and I'm excited to see him do this as well. It's been made clear that everybody is really excited about their chance to win $500,000, but one thing that still hangs in the balance is the lifelong friendship between Anissa and Hisela. A lot of people were worried that their friendship was going to end over Anissa's actions in the last episode, but she is focused on making it right with her best friend. Hisela doesn't really seem interested in mending it at first, but she starts to warm up to the idea of building the bridge again, but she still wants to hold Anissa accountable. And I think that is something that we all know about Hisela, is she holds people accountable for their actions no matter who they are. And I think it's good that she does that because she doesn't want them to get away scot-free. When Kendall didn't correctly compete in the second challenge, she held Kendall accountable. And I think it's good that people are doing that. Even though I didn't think that what Kendall did was so bad, that's just how Hisela is, and I don't think that's ever going to change. So I'm glad that she wants to mend things with Anissa, but I'm glad that she's not just going to let it be, because it was really important to her that she had the best chance to win in the arena, and Anissa kind of hurt that for her. The next scene in the episode reminds me of exactly why I'm upset with the one winner format. Kellyanne is talking to Yes, and she says that she's threatened by both him and Darrell. She wants to be able to win the money to start a nonprofit for animals, and it makes me recognize that it's really not fair to just have one winner, because the women shouldn't really have to be competing with the men. I didn't really like War of the World because of that, because Ninja was the only female who finished the final, and she didn't win any money, and I just felt like that really wasn't fair. I know that there's a lot of people running this final, but I'm presuming that there's going to be a purge, and I think second and third place should at least win something. It would be most ideal if the first man and the first woman to finish won money, but they're going with the one winner thing, and I just don't really know if I like that. I know that the winner is going to be incredibly deserving, but I want everybody to have a fair chance to win money. I actually brought this up on Reddit a few weeks ago, and I was saying that I felt like every finalist should win money, and that especially stands with All Stars. I know that you want it to be the best of the best, but the best can be multiple people. It doesn't just have to be one. So I just don't really like that, but I'm still happy with the season, and I'm still excited to see whoever wins. Ruthie is talking about how she made it to the final in her first season, and she hasn't made a final since, so she's excited to be there again. I personally think that the women should have won that final, but that's just me. There's nothing I can do to change that, but I'm really hoping that she does well as well. There's a lot of people who I would want to win, but only one can do it, and I think I'm going to be happy no matter what. Jemmy said that she only wanted to make the final and finish it, and she's accomplished her goal. So I don't really know if she cares so much about winning, but it's good that she did make a final. I think everybody who made the final is deserving because they might have avoided eliminations or won challenges, but either way, they've all earned their spot, and I'm proud of everybody who's in it. It's now time for the All-Stars to go to the final. TJ welcomes them all to the set of the final, and he says it's going to be really difficult, and the most important part of this final is being able to rely on your partners. Every checkpoint will leave you with a new partner, you can't be with anybody twice, and if you or your partner doesn't finish, both of you are out. So it's really important that you've made good alliances and friendships during this time, because if you haven't, that could possibly cost you $500,000. So I also don't like that you're reliant on your partner, but if your partner makes it to the end, they might not win with you. So that's kind of whack, but what can you do? I've already shared my distaste about the whole one winner thing, but I like the partners format because I like that you have to rely on people, because All Stars was all about new people coming together and getting to know each other. There were a lot of new friendships made, and I like that the final is kind of reliant on that. It's also going to be a multiple day final that requires multiple checkpoints and a point system. The first pair to finish will get 5 points, 4 for second, so on and so forth. And the person who gets the most points at the end is going to be crowned the champion. So I like the point system somewhat. I obviously didn't like it on Rivals 3 because it cost Sarah her shot at $275,000. But that happened so many years ago. You can't steal the money now, and it's All Stars. Anybody's going to deserve it, and it's nice that they're going to have a new format. So I'm really excited to watch this final. It's really going to be like nothing we've ever seen before, and I think it's going to be one for the books. A lot of us felt like there was a lot of people running this final. Out of a possible 22 competitors, there are 12 people in the final. So we were all presuming that there was going to be a purge somewhere, and it looks like the purge is going to be at the start of checkpoint 2. They will complete checkpoint 1 in pairs, and the last pair to get to the next checkpoint will be eliminated completely. Their shot at $500,000 is over. And it sucks to come that far and not get anything, but it's also not as bad as, say, World Worlds 2, when 4 people made it almost all the way to the end of the final, only to go home with nothing because they got purged in a puzzle. So it sucks, but it kind of seems like it wouldn't really be All Stars without it, because maybe you're really not the best if you're not able to complete the purge. I'm not discrediting anybody who gets eliminated because I'm going to be sad for whoever does, but they're really trying to get the best of the best, and even though it may not be the best way to do it, I think it'll be pretty entertaining because everybody's just going to be focused at not coming in last, and the competition's going to be legitimate. How the first checkpoint works is that each person will individually complete a tangram puzzle, and they will wait for the next person of the opposite gender to finish and become their partner. So if Mark is the first to finish and then Kellyanne finishes after him, they would be partners and everybody else would be paired up the same way. They have to get in a canoe and go all the way to checkpoint 2. Like I already mentioned, the last place team at checkpoint 2 is out. So hopefully everybody's pretty good at canoeing and they don't end up capsizing. But also the puzzle is going to be a really important portion too, because if you get a good enough lead, it might not even matter if you're really crappy at canoeing, because I think you might be able to keep the lead if you have it from the beginning. Alton is the first to finish the puzzle, which upsets Durell and honestly surprises me, because I've never really seen Alton as a puzzle type of person. He seems very physical and has a lot of strength, but I didn't know that his mental strength was there. So he's really the complete package as far as I'm concerned. Big Easy is really struggling a lot, and obviously he doesn't finish first, but I'm kind of now worried that he might finish last. So I'm hoping good things for him, but I'm just very concerned for his longevity in the game, just because of the puzzle. If you're not able to get a lead, you might not be able to do well in the canoe. So getting the first 5 points is everything in this competition, and right now it doesn't seem like he's going to have a shot. Anissa is the next to finish, so she becomes Alton's partner, and I automatically noticed that they're making a bit of a mistake because they're putting Alton in the front. It seems like they should put the person who weighs less in the front and the person who weighs more at the end. Also, Alton's really tall and he's really strong, so it might be good to put him in the back, but they don't really think about that. So I don't know if they've ever canoed before, but it just seems like a pretty piss-poor strategy, and I'm hoping that it pays off in the end for them, but I don't really know if it will. That's just what I know. I'm obviously not a professional canoer, but I just know that the girl should probably be at the front. Darrell finishes and he waits by the canoe, and Jaune is the next to finish, so she gets in the front and they start going. Yes is working on his puzzle next to Jemmy, and he says that he wants to be her partner first more than anything, so he coaches her to finish. Hisela and Derek actually finish before Yes and Jemmy, though, and Derek is actually shocked because he says he's very piss poor at puzzles, but he was able to finish in third place, which is really good for somebody who is supposedly not good at puzzles. Yes and Jemmy are able to finish in fourth place, and Jemmy has never been in a canoe before in like a racing thing. She does it for leisure, but she's never really been in a competition about it for $500,000. I mean, granted, a lot of people haven't, but I hope that she doesn't struggle a lot because I'm hoping good things for Yes. It seems like they're really good friends, and out of everybody, I think he would be the most surprising win, but I would be happy by it too because he hasn't been in so long, and I know that he's going to be supportive of his partner. That leaves Mark and Ruthie as partners because they're the fifth to finish, second to last, and Kellyanne finishes, and now she has to wait for Big Easy, who is the last person to finish the puzzle, and he's still struggling. He even puts the puzzle on the ground to see if he can get better leverage that way, and it's not really working out. Everybody is so far ahead of them that it seems like they might not be able to catch up. So I'm honestly assuming that they might be the first ones to get purged. At this point in the final, it's anybody's game. Anissa and Alton are doing really well, but nobody is that far behind them. And Big Easy is finally able to finish his puzzle. It's not over yet for anybody, and honestly, the last place team could be any of these pairs, so I don't really know what's going to happen, but everybody's definitely going to be fighting not to come in last. Big Easy just wants to prove it to himself and everybody who's doubted him that he can complete a final, and I also don't really think he cares about winning so much as he does proving others wrong. And I like the proving mentality, because a lot of people make assumptions about people based on something that they saw multiple years ago. Big Easy really failed in the Gauntlet 3 final, but that was so long ago. He's lost a lot of weight since then, and he's really been working on himself. So I think he would be able to actually do a pretty good job. But it also just depends on his partner, too. If he doesn't get on their nerves or try to gas out and they're maybe not able to encourage him, that might be a detriment to them. But I think the partners definitely do matter a lot, like TJ said in the past. Alton is taking in a lot of water on his canoe, and this is proving that the idea to put him in the front was probably a bad choice. Anissa is getting a little bit frustrated with him taking in so much water, and they eventually end up capsizing because water is just spilling into their canoe like crazy, and they're not able to recover from that. Waterfalls by TLC is playing in the background, and it's just kind of perfect for them. I don't know why it is, but it just seems like they would probably struggle the most just because they're both two type A personalities, and I think they both want to be right, and now it's not really working out for them. But regardless, you have to know how to canoe if you're going to be on a challenge, basically. Derek says that he wants to buy a home for his son to play in, and he's partners with Hisela, and they're doing okay, but I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up coming in last just because they're really struggling with this canoe, but who knows what's going to happen. Anybody can pull ahead, and even if you're struggling, I think that you're going to be able to possibly do well. Now that Alton and Anissa are trying to get the water out of their canoe, anybody can pass them. And it just so turns out that Jaune and Darrell end up taking the lead. And most of the teams are passing Alton and Anissa until they're able to get the water out of their canoe and keep going. Hisela and Derek are still struggling to canoe almost 5 minutes later. So Derek tries to move up to the front to balance the weight a little bit better. And they end up getting lost and going backwards. And it's just kind of a miserable experience for them. However, they're still not in last. Big Easy and Kellyanne are still bringing up the rear, but they're actually catching up very quickly. So it's almost become a race between the two of them just to make sure that they don't come in last place. Jaune and Darrell are the first to finish, so they get 5 points each. Jemmy and Yes follow them with 4 points apiece, and then Mark and Ruthie finish with 3, and Alton with Anissa with 2. So now it's up to the last place teams, Big Easy and Kellyanne versus Derek and Isella. They're still fighting against each other, and it's basically been a fight against those two the whole time. Big Easy and Kellyanne are able to pass Derek and Isella, who are still doing horribly, and at this point, they don't really have a chance. I've accepted that they're going to be purged, and it's unfortunate for both of them because they each haven't really done this in a long time. Derek hasn't made final in a long time, and Isella has never made a final, but it just seems like they're going to be the ones to lose. Big Easy and Kellyanne are able to finish. They get 1 point each, and Derek and Isella are officially out. And TJ doesn't even really seem upset to see them go. He just says, "You guys are out. See you later." Basically, goodbye. Like, nice having you, but you didn't finish. And they're both really upset about that. Derek is upset that he was the first one to be purged, and he wants to come back more than anything because he loves the competition, and I know he really wants to win the money. Isella has made a lot of great friends. This was her first final, and I think they both finished it the way that they were supposed to. I honestly did not believe that either one of them was going to win, but I didn't believe that they would also get purged first, so it really shows you that anything can happen. I wasn't expecting Johnny and Darrell to be in first place. I wasn't expecting Jemmy and Yes to work so well together. There's a lot of expectations that we have that have been completely different from whatever has happened, and it is still anybody's game as of right now. It's now time for the pairs to be chosen for Checkpoint 2. Johnny and Darrell are in first place, so they get the first pick. Johnny picks the first out of the two, and she picks Yes. Darrell picks Jemmy, and Ruthie picks Easy, which leaves Mark and Anissa and Alton and Kellyanne partnered together. Mark and Anissa have worked together before on the Duel 2, and they feel like they're really good friends, and they have a lot of good chemistry. This checkpoint is going to require the pairs to rebuild a bike and race it to the third checkpoint. Darrell feels really good about it because he goes camping a lot, and every time he goes camping, he brings his bike and takes the wheels off the bike. But he's nervous for Jemmy because she actually hires people to put things together for her. She's never put a bike together, and she is not even really good at riding one. But it's good that she has a good partner who's going to motivate her no matter what. Another interesting component of the checkpoint is that the partners are going to be tethered together. So you're really only as strong as your weakest member, but also if you have a supportive partner, that might work out in your favor. So I think it might be a good equalizer depending on who your partner is. Yes and John A are able to finish the bike portion pretty quickly, but Mark and Anissa aren't far behind them. But now it's a race up to the third checkpoint. John A falls off pretty quickly, but she wants to keep going. She doesn't want to stop. She really wants to be able to finish, and she knows that if she doesn't finish, Yes will go home as well. So it's like a purge, even if you don't realize it's a purge, and it could happen at any time. But I really appreciate her resilience and grit. She's not willing to give up. She gave birth 7 months ago, and for her to leave her family to do something like this is crazy, but she just wants to make them proud. And it's great that she's going to keep going no matter what. She has a never quit attitude, and that's something that people need in this game. Sooner or later, everybody is working on the bike portion. Ruthie and Easy are in fourth place, but they start fighting about getting upset with each other. The way that they're pushing each other is just not really working out. And Ruthie's never yelled at a partner before, but she's getting really angry with Easy. And their fighting actually puts them in last place. Kellyanne and Alton very quickly go from 5th place to 2nd place on the bike. They're able to pass everybody except for Yes and Johnny. Johnny's legs are cramping, and she's actually walking this bike, but she's still able to finish first with Yes. Now they have to complete a puzzle where the points of the star must equal the same number. Everybody quickly figures out that it's going to be 15, so 7 plus 8, 10 plus 5, 13 plus 2, that's basically what they have to do to be able to complete this. Everybody starts working on the puzzle pretty quickly, but Yes and John A are the first to finish. John A now has the most points out of everybody. I think Yes has 8 points and John A has 10. So if it was to end right now, she would be the winner, which I would not be too opposed about, but it's still not going to end right now. I think that she can keep her lead, though, and that would be really nice to see a girl win. But anything can happen. and it's still anybody's game. Everybody finishes the puzzle relatively quickly. Jemmy and Darrell get 4 points, Mark and Anissa get 3, Kellyanne and Alton get 2, and Big Easy and Ruthie get 1. So now it's time to pick partners for checkpoint 3, which is a sprint to checkpoint 4. Yes picks Kellyanne, John A takes Mark, Darrell takes Ruthie, Jemmy takes Alton, and that leaves Big Easy and Anissa to run together. It seems great that they're tethered together for a lot of these checkpoints because it's a good equalizer and the partners are really supportive of each other. So I don't think that they would be too upset if their partner was not doing too well. But Mark gets somewhat upset with John A because she's moving pretty slowly and he's mostly worried that she's going to quit because that would also send him home with nothing. It's all partners, so obviously you need to have a partner or else you're not going to be able to compete. And so he really needs her to pick up the pace so that way he has a good shot to win. He's been pretty vocal about wanting to win, and he's the reason that we have this show. So a lot of people are going to respect him because without him, they would not even be able to be on All Stars. Big Easy is going with Anissa, and they're walking a little bit, but he refuses to quit. He's still adamant about proving himself to people, and he's done a pretty good job this season. So it would be unfortunate to see him quit now, but he doesn't think that's going to happen, and he's not going to let himself do that. Ruthie seems like she's gassing out a little bit, so Darrell offers to carry her up the hill. We get some Whitney Houston in the background, and we think about how supportive Darrell is as a partner. He's always been a good guy, and every one of his rookie partners has won a challenge, so he's really good at motivating, and I would honestly love to have him as a partner, and I'm sure that Ruthie is pretty thankful for that. Yes and Kellyanne finish first. That seems like a broken record for Yes at this point, so they get 5 points each, and now Yes is in first place with 14 points. Darrell is 1 point behind him, so it's very close between those two. But John A and Jemmy are pretty close to them too. So I think at this point, it's kind of between the four of them. But as it's been all episode, it's still anybody's game. I think that Yes has the best chance to win, but anybody could overtake him. It really just depends on how much you trust your partner. We're now on to checkpoint 4, and the pairs for this will be Yes and Anissa, Kellyanne and Darrell, Ruthie and Alton, Jemmy and Mark, and John A and Easy. It looks like it's an eating competition where the pairs have to eat 4 Carolina Reapers and then complete a puzzle and sprint to checkpoint 5. It's the same puzzle as Escape the Room, and Mark is a little bit nervous about that because he actually lost that puzzle and went into elimination. Luckily, he won because he's still here, but he doesn't want history to repeat itself. He just wants to be able to do well on this. Yes and Anissa finished the puzzle first, so now they're on to the sprint. Jemmy and Mark finish pretty soon after them, but Jemmy has a really weak stomach, and she's almost immediately facing the consequences of having weak stomach. Despite her living in New Orleans and being used to spicy food, she's not able to stomach these peppers, and she's throwing up a lot and taking a lot of breaks. Darrell and Kellyanne are able to pass Yes and Anissa, but Darrell is actually struggling a lot. I'm surprised that Kellyanne is not struggling more than him. I've never really seen him struggle like this before. He says that he would rather eat maggots on a cracker than have to eat these peppers. And even though that sounds gross, I'm sure it wouldn't mess with your stomach as much as these peppers. He ends up falling on the floor and yelling that he thinks he needs a medic. So I'm incredibly nervous for him, but I'm nervous for everybody because everybody seems pretty ready to quit. Big Easy is walking throughout the whole thing because his stomach hurts so much. And John A is upset about that because she wants to be able to run, but her stomach is not allowing her to do so. So this is really messing a lot of people up. And I don't think it was good planning on the producer's part because you're probably going to get a lot of quitters or a lot of visits from the medic. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see what happens with Checkpoint 4 this episode because it is going to end in a cliffhanger. Next week, we will see the season come to an end. We will find out if anybody quits, who ends up needing a medic, and most importantly, who ends up becoming the champion of All Stars. I'm so excited and I can't wait to see what happens.